couple of other ideas come up here, and when we talk about malpractice, there are certain cases, certain types of injury, and certain types of negligence that come into play, and certain malpractice actions that the negligence or the injury are just so obvious and so egregious that a judge would rule in these particular cases that we don't need an expert witness to establish negligence here. The negligence is so obvious, we don't need an expert witness. This type of case has a Latin term. It's called a res ipsa loquitur case. Res ipsa loquitur. Res is thing, ipsa is itself, and loquitur speaks for. So the thing speaks for itself is the Latin phrase here. And an attorney would move, file a motion to the judge saying, Your Honor, we believe this case does not require expert testimony. We believe that this is a res ipsa loquitur case, and we would move that we forego the need for expert witnesses to establish the standard of care and whether or not there was a breach in the standard of care. The judge, looking over the facts, might say, yes, I believe this is a res ipsa loquitur case. We will forego the necessity of expert witnesses. We don't need expert witnesses here. This kind of case is reserved for very obvious negligence cases. You all have heard of surgery cases where a person is in the hospital to have their left leg amputated. They're rolled down the hall to the operating suite and they get their right leg amputated. You know, you don't need an expert witness to say, well, normally we chop off the left leg when the left leg is diseased. You don't have to say that. It's just so obvious that you chopped off the wrong leg. We don't need an expert witness to establish that that was negligence. So that would be a res ipsa loquitur case. Another example of that is in the surgical realm, that if a surgeon leaves surgical tools inside an incision, you've all heard of those, somebody leaving a scalpel or leaving a forceps or a hemostat inside the patient's abdomen, sewing them up, and that tool may remain there for months or years before being actually discovered. You know, maybe the patient starts to experience some symptoms, they go to a doctor, they take an x-ray, and they say, gee, we found a forceps inside, or we found a hemostat inside. The negligence is obvious. There is no good explanation, no reasonable explanation for a hemostat being left inside a surgical incision. Just no way it happens. So we don't need an expert witness to say, well, normally we don't leave hemostats inside. You know, it's not necessary. In product liability cases, not malpractice cases, but say a product liability case, we all see cases like this all the time. You pop open the top of your Pepsi-Cola and you take a big swig and there's a mouse inside, or there's a human finger inside. You've all heard these kinds of cases. You don't need an expert witness to say that's wrong. It is a res ipsa loquitur case. It speaks for itself that it was wrong. We don't need an expert. So those are the type of cases that you may forego the use of an expert witness, even in malpractice.